Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to have you with us. Don, good to see you.
Good to be here.
Ava?
I'm here.
Yes, we're all here. We're going to have a fun show today, guys. We're going to talk a little bit about deer hunting. The gentleman in Michigan that went and did well, better than you think. It's $3 with two bullets, Don.
It's very economical hunting.
It is. It's cheap. You don't need a full box of shells. It'll last you 10 years at that rate. But we're going to need that story and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Donald.
Yeah.
Ava?
I'm here. It's the first show of 2025.
Yeah. You know, it is.
Make it through the holidays?
Yeah. Yeah. I made it through the holidays. The only one catastrophe was I had a string of lights at the lower part of my deck that decided to go out.
You got plenty of time to fix it now.
I'm not going to fix it. I tried, and it's
by that, I mean replace.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to try and fix the lights. I tried replacing lights. It doesn't work.
For $1.298, you can just replace it.
And the stupid part about it is I rewire my boat. I mean, but I get a new boat every year.
Yeah.
I know how to rewire that stuff. It comes to Christmas lights. I feel like a complete moron.
It's an art and a skill.
Because I've got the detector. It says, okay, this is out. So I'm like, okay, I got this. And then it doesn't work. And then I'm like, I've reached the dead end because I don't know what's wrong with it.
You could probably find a sale on them right now.
Yeah, I know. Year. That's what I got to
plan ahead.
I'm working on that.
You know, bring the Boy Scout and you out.
Plan
ahead.
Unplug it, throw it away, buy a new one, and plug it back in. That's my Boy Scout.
And be careful where you throw it. Don't put it in your garbage.
Why?
Because it makes a mess. Put it in a bag and take it out to the waste campus.
Oh, all right then.
Yep.
Good tip, Don.
Yep.
I didn't know we were having a bunch of those kinds of tips today, but I like it.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get here.
Box of chocolates.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, we got temperatures, Don.
Yeah, cold temps coming. It's going to cool off here over the next few weeks.
Last week we saw a little bit of a transition, shall we say, from, wow.
Well, in our world, we lost all of our snow.
Yeah, we had rain.
For the most part.
Yep.
We had a little bit of frog for quite a while.
And we may have some snow coming yet sometime next week.
Yep.
But with that comes better ice. With that comes better ice fishing. I know the folks in Michigan that got dumped on. I was looking at some reports out there. They're have to dig their ice houses out rather than worry about good ice. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe that I was trying to get an ice report, but I didn't happen to find one because a lot of times, as we've talked about, when you get heavy snow and bad ice, it doesn't help it at all. In fact, it's
not good.
The worst thing you can possibly do. But I think they had cold enough temps for long enough, and now it should be solid. But you know, one of the tips that I had tried, and it's amazing how well it works if you're out and you're ice fishing, hoping to maintain a open ice hole. And you're like, how do I do that? It just sucks because you have to come back and scoop, and it's a problem, and tip up holes, whatever it might be. So paint a water bottle black. Partially fill it with water so it doesn't blow away. And believe it or not, just the radiant from the sun, the radiation from the sun will heat that bottle up, and it'll keep that hole.
Do you put paint on the inside and swirl it around, or you paint the outside?
No, just the outside.
Just the outside.
Yep.
Can of black spray paint. Put a little water in it to keep it from
blowing. You're good to go. And it's so awesome because you don't have to keep scooping ice out of it. You don't have to deal with any of that. And it works so well, I couldn't believe it. So it saves you. In the long run, it's a pretty cool thing. So anyway, ice fishing tip of the day, which is not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Yeah. You going ice fishing soon?
I don't have it on my radar.
No,
at this
neither
point.
Do I. No.
I'm not, as most Ava? People know, I'm not a big ice fisherman.
I would go.
You would?
I would, yeah.
On the ice or in the house?
In a house.
Yeah.
Or a little pop-up.
Yeah.
Something has to break the wind for me. Yeah. Otherwise, that'd be all right.
You want to go ice fishing as long as you don't get cold.
Right.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I can dress for it. I've got the equipment.
You got the gear?
But if I can break the wind, that would be. Because lakes tend to be windy.
There's not a lot to block it, is there?
Right. So.
What's fun is when you're on open ice and you're fishing and the next thing you know.
Open ice?
I mean, flat. Not snowbound ice.
Oh, okay.
Not open.
Clean
water.
Ice.
Clean, open.
Yeah, open
flat.
Ice scares me up.
Yeah.
Clean ice, you're looking for snow-free ice.
Yeah, clean, free of snow.
Yeah.
And you get a wind, and all of a sudden the hole disappears, and you realize you're moving across the ice at a rather good clip.
We haven't got one of those stories yet this year.
No.
The
one was
the flotilla.
Guy, well, you saw the one about the guy, his buddy. I think there was maybe an adult beverage or two involved, and they had the ice house that was connected to the ice, like, pop-up.
Yeah.
It was a pull-behind, so they had it on or connected to a four-wheeler. And the one guy, he's going to go to town. He wanted to get some beer. So his buddy is still sitting in the house. Next thing you know, he takes off with his buddy in the house. He didn't know he was still connected and goes across the ice.
I've seen that video.
Isn't that crazy? Scary.
Thankfully, he was all right, but it was like...
Yeah, what
that
could
was
happen?
Not
that,
okay.
And it was one of those things where that was not a staged scenario.
No.
The guy was freaked out, completely freaked out. It was, can you imagine?
It's hard to fish.
Huh?
It's hard to fish when you're moving like that.
Speed trolling.
Yeah.
Kind of what they call it, right?
Yeah.
Right now.
You know, that's how that goes, I think. So, well, tell you what, we are going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about $3 with two bullets. And talk about Minnesota surplus budget and the Outdoor Heritage Fund, see what's going on with that. So stay tuned. A lot more coming right up.